The one and only Engelbert Humperdinck with Release Me on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane, the Monday edition, Jane.
Well, for more than six decades, international recording icon Engelbert Humperdinck has shared a love affair with fans of every age on every continent. One of the world's most instantly recognizable voices, Engelbert's music has withstood the test of time thanks to his sensitive interpretation of lyrics and his ability to embrace all musical genres. Now 88, Engelbert remains the consummate global entertainer, a rare example of unequaled style and sophistication who continues to thrill sold-out audiences everywhere. And you know what? He's coming to Toronto to play Massey Hall this Wednesday evening. Engelbert Humperdinck is also our very special guest this morning on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane. Engelbert, good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to be talking with you. I love that introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, after that introduction, Engelbert, I would hope that you would be our guest. Jane has a story that she is absolutely dying to tell you, and we're going to get to it here in a minute. But before we get to that, Engelbert, you've been in the music industry since the late 1950s. You've seen it all. You've done it all, and that you've seen it all again. And yet, you're still touring, still sharing your music with the world. So what does Engelbert Humperdinck get from still putting on shows to sold-out audiences all these years later?
I just love what I do, and God's given me the gift of being able to entertain and to sing, and I've been doing that since my hit record in 1967 of Release Me, which, of course, was very fortunate because it stopped the almighty Beatles from going to number one with that record. And so I'm very lucky. I'm a very lucky person. I've recorded some wonderful songs, and people seem to know that wherever I go in the world, you know, even non-speaking people, English-speaking people, sing my songs, and I've got notes saying that they learned how to speak the language phonetically because of my pronunciation of the songs.
Well, here's my story, Engelbert. I was 12 years old. It was 1977. And you were playing at Toronto's O'Keeffe Center. It's now called Meridian Hall, but back then it was the O'Keeffe Center. And my parents got tickets for themselves as well as for me and my great-grandmother, Grandma Edwards, who absolutely adored you. And the four of us, we had a day in Toronto, which was topped off by your amazing concert. I remember it vividly to this day.
Thank you very much. At 77, that was a big year for me because that's the year I released After the Loving. And, of course, that's the second most massive song that I've ever had in my life, you know?
Engelbert, you've no doubt, we're speaking, if you didn't know, to Engelbert Humperdinck. He's got a sold-out show this coming Wednesday at Massey Hall. Engelbert, you've no doubt performed your biggest hits like Release Me, The Last Waltz, After the Loving, which you just mentioned, thousands of times, maybe hundreds of thousands of times. Curious to know, is there a song of yours that you're surprised was such a big hit? Maybe a song you didn't think people would be as into, and then it turned into this international hit?
Well, the one that really is big was really big around the world is because it was played in every dance hall. At the end of every dance, in every dance hall around the world was The Last Waltz, and that's the name of my tour this time. And it was just an amazing, amazing song, and everybody knows it. Wherever I go, whichever audience, whatever nationality, they can sing that song all the way through.
Engelbert, we speak with a mature audience here at Zoomer Radio, and so I know everybody wants to know who's listening. At the age of 88, extreme longevity is in your favor. How have you come to be 88 and still are performing and still are living your life to the fullest? What can you give us in terms of guidance?
You know, I work out most every day, you know, and I keep myself in shape, and I'm able to move on stage as good as I did. Well, not as good as I did when I was, you know, 50 years ago, But I'm still capable of doing the things that I did many years ago in a much lighter way. But I love what I do. And I'm going to keep doing it until God calls me.
I wonder, I'm just curious to know what you do for workouts. Do you do burpees, jumping jacks, you know?
Yeah, what do you do?
I do martial art moves a lot. I do katas and things like that. Yeah, I learned it from the number one martial art man in the world, Mike Stone. And he toured with me for 3 years, and he taught me all these things. And it's kept me in good stead all these many years. You know, I keep doing little bits of it every day just to keep in shape.
And I have to ask you this, because I do remember this at the O'Keefe Center in 1977, women throwing their panties
yes.
at you. Do they still do that?
No, not very much. But you know what? Now and again, it does crop up. There's usually people who throw keys on stage that are checking out of their hotel.
They throw keys.
Oh, thank you for making time for us, Engelbert Humperdinck. This has been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much. Nice talking with you. I'm looking forward to coming over.
Yes, Wednesday night at Massey Hall in Toronto.